Please have a seat. Morning. We're going to go to the book of Romans. Get things started here this morning. Romans chapter 12. I think as the new year moves on, we want to continue our endeavors in making dynamic, I think the word is radical, changes. I think we've realized maybe by now that we're sort of not really that capable ourselves. And I thought it was really quite revealing, you'll see this throughout God's word, is that when a man or a woman gets to the point that where they realize they can no longer do something by their own ability, that's when God goes to work. Some of us have learned this in different physical activities. We used to do something years ago with a mountain climbing experience. Many of us reached those points of realizing our human ability was pretty weak. And we really did have a chance, and were able to see God at work. And also that we relied on the family of believers. We're not in this alone. We are one body of Christ, huh? And the more and more each one of us fulfills our role as an individual member of the body of Christ, then collectively we get to be much stronger. As we look into God's Word, which reveals the truth of who we truly are in Christ, the more we will be changed in our day-to-day living. Because what is already a spiritual reality becomes manifested as we focus on the Christ within us, the new man of the Spirit. That is what within our lives is just craving to do the Word. Because Christ said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And we have Christ in us. So our innermost heart's desire is to do those things that please the Father. I want to look in Romans chapter 12, kind of get the ball started here. Because life really is made up of a series of choices. This is probably something we try to communicate at an early age to young people. Some people still are learning that truth, no matter how old we are. But life is a series of choices. And we want to make the right and proper choices that is going to enable the Spirit of God to work within us so that we can really walk with God. We can talk with God and God can talk to us. And we can have our ears on to be able to recognize that that is God working within us, either by direct revelation or, hey, how about this? What is this? This is revelation. This is the revelation of God's Word. And, you know, I'm not going to say a percentage, but a large percentage of our walk with God could certainly be rising up to this standard, see? Walking in love, walking in the truth of God's Word. We're going to cover a few things here today that are qualities and characteristics of the new nature that has been born within us. Because, doggone it, our mind didn't get born again. Our mind is still carrying around some of the characteristics and traits of a dead nature. That's where it requires us to make certain choices and decisions in life situations. Well, we're going to walk by the five senses, or we're going to walk by the Spirit of God. So in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We have a choice. We can be renewed to the reality of who we are as a result of Christ's completed work, or we can be identified with the schemes and fashions of this world. We can choose to walk by the senses or by the Spirit. And I think one of the things that we really are beginning to realize is that we do have a choice. It's just not, this is the way the cards are dealt. This is what you've been dealt. And that's just the way it is. So tough it out. God is so much bigger than any situation, any circumstance, any thing that goes on in a human being's life. I mean, sometimes I think we just limit God's ability to really work in life situations by our own thinking. See, that somehow your situation, your unique, whatever the dynamics of it are, somehow it's bigger than God Almighty. See, have we taken those things and just exalted those beyond God's ability to really bring the deliverance in situations? See. The instruction of the Bible in the context of Romans, in light of who we are as sons and daughters of God, is now to not be conformed to this world, be transformed, be changed, be a totally new person. See, not just what was that? Christianity is not a reformed way of living. It's an entirely new way of thinking, right? It's on that little blue card we all took home with us. It's not a different way of living. It's a reformed way of living. It's an entirely new way of living. And one of the great things about Christianity and what we're doing, living life from the inside out, is we're producing fruit. The fruit of the manifestation of the new life is bringing out into reality those qualities and characteristics that Jesus Christ had in his life. We can see that from God's Word. And the ones I love to read about are in Galatians chapter 5. We've read those. We probably all have them memorized, huh? Well, let's look there anyway, just in case we don't. Just to be reminded of some of those qualities and characteristics that come from the new nature. Qualities of the spiritual man. We have a whole new wardrobe. It's tailor-made for us. Doesn't it make sense to wear new clothes that fit rather than ones that don't fit anymore? They're too tight. Maybe they're too big. They're too tight. They're too old. They're out of fashion. Whatever. When we got the new man, we got a whole new wardrobe. And in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about some of the great qualities of that wardrobe that we've received. It says the fruit of the Spirit. That's the fruit, the byproduct of the new nature, just by the very fact that you're a Christian, you have Christ in you. These are some of the things in your wardrobe. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. I think Rachel said something about that. I think God said something about that in manifestations. Now, Rachel says it so kind of cool in her own way. Don't be stressed out, okay? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What is already a spiritual reality becomes manifested as we focus on the Christ within us, the new man of spirit. The Word says don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means somehow you've got to be able to control your thinking. To put on the truths of God's Word in your mind and in my mind to the point that it's more real than actually how you feel about a particular situation. That's a great choice for us, isn't it? That the Word of God is actually more real to us than our feelings. The Word of God is more real to us than actually maybe the reality of what's actually presenting itself to our five senses. This Word of God is so much more real than anything we've ever had exposure to. See? And if God says we can have love, then guess what? We can have love. We can have oodles and bunches and all sorts of it. and lots of peace and lots of joy and lots of long-suffering. We're going to need that probably, huh? See, put up with ourselves and put up with one another. See. I want to read from the Phillips translation this verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, pressure you and just squeeze you into a certain way of thinking. We have a choice. We're free. We've been set free from the bondage of the sin nature so that now we can make the right choices. This is what Christ paid the ultimate price for. See. Look in Ephesians chapter 4. I guess if I was to entitle this teaching, I'd call it Thinking and Living the New Man. It's a completely new way of living. I mean, I remember a while ago we used to, talk about and say, well, that's just the Adam's way of doing things. That's not who we are. See, we're going to read about some qualities and characteristics of the new nature. Why? Because that's who we are. See, we're trying to move forward with this new life, this new way of doing things. We've got to realize what the qualities and characteristics of that new nature are. And here, there's some of them they talk about. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and truly holiness. So you get up this morning. You got to figure out, unless you wore those clothes to bed last night, which I seriously doubt, you had to get up and make a decision this morning what you were going to wear. And I wonder sometimes, do we give as much thought to what we're putting on spiritually day by day as we do looking in the mirror, fixing our hair, putting our makeup on, figuring out what we're going to wear, how we're going to look, yada, yada, yada. God's Word is continually encouraging us. Put on the new man. Open that wardrobe up. Look at all those Armani suits. All those things that just you've been given so freely, and put them on. This says put off the old man and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We're the one body of Christ. We affect each other. Whether you think your life affects anybody else or not, it does because of who you are and what you represent. And I mean, sometimes, obviously, all of us struggle at times realizing who we are as sons of God. And then we start to think our lives aren't important. You know what? They are very important. They are very, very important. And you see that any time you have words of disagreement with someone. See, what kind of effect that can have. Verse 26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You guys got a good idea what this is talking about? See, there's a righteous anger. And it's that you wouldn't let something stand between you and a brother and sister in Christ. You work it out according to God's word. See, don't let the devil take advantage of the situation. Be righteously angry that you don't sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know what this means? Don't go to bed without working something out. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. These are the qualities and characteristics of the new nature. We're reading them right here from the Word. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather, let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Great, one of the great purposes of our working, to have the ability to give. See, God meets our needs. We work to have the ability to really give. Let no corrupt communication or communication that tears down proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Boy, and this little hole right in the middle of our face, it can come up with some of the most unbelievable things. And they're out there before you even get a chance to really even think about them sometimes. And this word corrupt, it doesn't mean like, I mean, obviously I don't encourage, you know, people to use bad language or whatever. This is really talking more about tearing down. You know, talking behind people's back. You know, that, ow, geez, you know, blah, 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 you know, and just tearing down rather than edifying. In a more simple form, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, don't say it. Because your words are so powerful. It's the impact of who you are as a spiritual man or a spiritual woman. See? If you don't have good to say, don't say it. That's wisdom. Verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." Verse 31, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Boy, I tell you right here, we've got a great goal set before us. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, let it be put away from you. You know what? That's not who you are. That's not who you are. Here's who you are. Verse 32. "Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." That's who you are as a son or a daughter of God. See? Kind, loving, tender, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. These are the qualities of the spiritual man. See, we have a whole new wardrobe. It's tailor-made. It's custom fit for you. See, and for someone to maybe look at the realities of this Word of God and make the choice and make the decision and say, "I can't do it." Well, they've pretty much set a course in motion. Because the man who says he can and the man who says he can't are both right. See, a lot of times people are defeated by the words that come out of their own mouths. See, I suggest our attitude towards this Word of God, which determines our spirituality, becomes of one of, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Remember that? That's God's Word. That's the confession of God's Word. Where does it say in God's Word, "I can't do"? I can't do it. I know you want me to change my mind, God, but you know what? I can't do it. That's not a true willing heart. You know what that is? Stubbornness. That's just being plain old-fashioned stubborn. And we've seen plenty of that. That's not a characteristic of the new nature, is it? No. Matter of fact, in the Old Testament, it talks about stubbornness and disobedience being in the same category as witchcraft. Look that up sometime in 1 Samuel, I think it is. See, just being plain old stubborn. Stubborn! See, that's not a quality of the new nature. The other side of the coin is meekness. Having the desire and a willingness to go to God, talk to God, receive from God, and then act upon what God tells you. See? Look in Colossians chapter 3. It's another wonderful section. Colossians Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen, or since you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things where? Down here on this earth. See? Set our affection on things from above, not on the things of earth. Verse 3 says, for you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead. See? The Adam's nature within you is gone. Blown. It's done. See? So if we don't ascribe to ourselves the qualities of the new nature, we're just kind of floundering around in the dark, because the nature that we had before is no longer in existence. Man, that would be like being in a twilight zone. See? And many times that's why for us, when we get out of fellowship, we get away from God's word, we are in such a state of confusion. We are in like the twilight zone. Because we're struggling trying to identify with something else, and our true identification is in the things of God and this word of God. And we're looking everywhere else to fill a void that is right here in front of us. See? Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 9. Well, look, verse 8 says, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and you've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So we've put off the old man. See? Put off the old man right up here. See? Saying, hey, you know what? That's not me anymore. I've got Christ in me. I'm going to walk forward in a newness of life. Verse 11 says, whether there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. These are the qualities and characteristics of the new nature. See? It just doesn't happen by magic. See? It comes by making choices in every situation that we're confronted with. And until many times we've built the habit pattern of responding with the promises of the new nature, we have to kind of check ourselves a little bit. Because if we think this is just going to happen automatically, we may just be disappointed. Verse 14 says, and above all these things, put on charity, the love of God, which is the bond of perfectness. A lot of encouragement, exhortation to put off certain things and to put on certain things. See? And to put on, or to clothe yourself with the new man, is to ascribe to yourself his qualities and characteristics. By putting those thoughts in your minds, in our minds, we will be transformed. And it's certainly a great reality in walking as a son or a daughter of God. See? God doesn't really leave it up to guesswork. He says these are the qualities of manifesting the new nature. See? Verse 15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. One body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Verse 17 says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So as we look into God's Word, it reveals the truth of who we are in Christ. The more we will be changed in our day-by-day living. So it really exhorts us to look into this Word of God, because we look at what we become. We become what we look at. Whatever. We become what we look at. If we look into this Word of God, we start to see our own lives reflected through the finished work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. Because we want to see that change occur day by day by day, moment by moment. And we want to see what is already a spiritual reality manifested on a day-by-day basis, and we must do that. In helping us to accomplish that, we focus on Christ within us, the new man of the Spirit. Okay, Father, thank you for this great Word of God, and Father, you that you'll help to work within us to willing to do of your good pleasure, that we can just rise up to the high calling. Father, I think you know our hearts before you, that we certainly do love you and ask for your guidance, your assistance, your help, your wisdom, Father, in walking as spiritual men and women, and that we can just ascribe to ourselves the qualities and characteristics that your Word just very simply lays out, and that we can not only be changed ourselves, but walk forward with a great vision to help others change and to bring hope and deliverance to a world that is really seeking you. And we pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ for a victorious week of living the new man. And we pray in Christ's name, amen. Okay? Yeah, good deal.